We had the same job in the household. We were interned together. After the internment, we both worked in the same factory, shared the same room. Till Irene and I got married, we both were continuously together, and we really were good friends, which helped tremendously to have always somebody to share your life with you. The people in Bradford were very nice, especially the Jewish community. We went on Sunday on rumbles with them, and they arranged their rumbles to suit our day off, which was every Sunday and one day during the week. And they took us for nice walks, invited us for tea. And we really had a very nice time in Bradford. And we were invited for the high holidays to come to their houses. People really went out of their way to make us welcome. Unfortunately, Lee and her brother Siegbert arrived with a children's transport, and they went to a place near London. My cousin in South Africa paid for them, or paid some money for them. Unfortunately, Siegbert got a kidney infection, was taken to hospital and died there, which was a tremendous blow, especially for Lee, who at that time was only about 14 years old. And I, from Bradford, went down to London to the funeral, and I must say it was a really shocking and very devastating experience. Lee afterwards came with me to Manchester, where the people where my other cousin stayed in Manchester were good enough to keep Lee for a while as well, till she was old enough to go into a household, because you couldn't go to be a maid or anything before you were 16, and Lee at that time was only 14. I really felt terribly sorry for her at that time, and we all were quite shocked about Siegbert's death. While I was in Bradford and working for Dr. Gibson, I got to know a very nice young man called Eric Stern, and we both were very friendly, and he somehow promised me he would get papers for my parents to come to America, because he had a lot of relations there and he himself was almost ready to go. It was very, very tempting for me to do something for my parents, and gradually my friendship with Berthold faded away, and I was very friendly then with Eric Stern. We were friendly about 6 months when we got interned, not because we were enemy aliens, but we were living in an industrial area, and everybody in the industrial area was classed as number B and got interned. We were aware that sooner or later we would be interned, and we had our cases almost packed when two of the committee ladies arrived to collect us. As a matter of fact, Irene said on the very morning she was really fed up with something. She said, I wish they would intern us. And half an hour later, the two ladies in two cars arrived to take us away. They were both very nice, and especially said we shouldn't forget to take our bathing stuff with us. So we guessed that we would be going to the Isle of Man. We went first to the police station and then to the Isle of Man. Eric, he was number C because he hadn't lived all the time in Bradford, so he wasn't interned, and he gradually went to America while we were at the Isle of Man. We went by boat there. I think we were about 3,000 women, and in the Isle of Man we lived in two places, and we stayed in the hotels and boarding houses. We were very lucky, Irene and I. We stayed in a small boarding house which had only about room for about 12 or 14 people, and we knew most of the people who were there because they were all people from Bradford which we had known before, and a very nice and pleasant landlady. As a matter of fact, every time our landlady went to Douglas, the main town on the Isle of Man, she brought each of us present. We helped with the cooking and with the washing of things, preparing the vegetables, but we spent a lot of time on the beach. Of course, living in the south of Germany, I had never been to the seaside, so I really enjoyed being on the beach, and we did a lot of swimming, and we could go for walks. We could go quite a long way till we had to turn back at least 3/4 hour's walk each direction. And there were classes for knitting, for keep fit, for French, for shorthand, anything you could possibly think of. I think we were about 5,000 females on the Isle of Man, and there was only one policeman. So, you know, you can imagine how dangerous we were. We were allowed to go to the pictures and were treated really very humane. When the high holidays came, one of the rabbis from the mainland came and gave us services. And I must say, they were very impressive. Even so, we were all females. It really sticks out in my memory how impressive all those services were. We had entertainment there because between all those women, there were some kind of artists originally from Berlin who really were very, very good. And they gave evenings and concerts. So time was really very pleasant there, and it also was one of those beautiful summers, so we had a lot of time to spend on the beach. While we were at Dr. Gibson's, we were only there. We both arrived in May, and in September, of course, war was declared, and there were blackouts, and we were very restricted in our movements. But I must say that all the people who came to the surgery and were connected with Dr. Gibson's were very friendly to us. Even so, we were actually enemy aliens. In the evening when we went out, we went just to see our friends in the neighborhood. There were quite a few of other refugees. There was one couple about in a 1/4 hour's walk from us, and the husband was in the army and the wife was at home with 2 children. She was absolutely delighted when we came in for an hour or so in the evening to keep her company.